Opposition critic for the status of women says additional supports are needed for women and children who've experienced domestic violence throughout the pandemic. Helen Conway Ottenheimer recently toured the Iris Kirby House in St. John's and the O'Shaughnessy House in Carbonear. She had this to say to VOCM's Linda Swain.
You're calling now for additional supports to help women. What are you looking for?
Well, first of all, Linda, we need for government to really be vigilant, alert, and more responsive to the mental health concerns facing women and children at this particular time. The reason I say that this is an important issue right now is the coming weeks before Christmas is a time when our most vulnerable will face really an unprecedented and a challenging Christmas with COVID-19. I went to Kirby House in St. John's and O'Shaughnessy House in Carbonear the last few days because I wanted to see firsthand what the facilities were like. I wanted to meet the leaders there, the teams, and I wanted to see what help was available for women and children who are experiencing domestic violence, especially during the pandemic.
What did you see there? Are they busy?
Yes. Sadly, they are busy. It's very worrisome. What is most concerning is that when I looked at, the capacity, for example, I was speaking with the director from Kirby House again this morning. She indicated that they're at full capacity. It's been so busy over the weekend and even yesterday, incredibly, unbelievably busy.
Was there any indication if they are more busy now due to the pandemic than they were, let's say, this time last year?
Well, I can, speak to that with respect to some studies and surveys that have been done, Linda. A Deloitte study that came out just as recently as August found that, like, even before COVID-19, before the lockdown and the economic crisis, we know that women were amongst those at the greatest risks, with respect to economic vulnerability. But they were also, the Deloitte study showed that women were more likely to suffer from mental health conditions and less likely to have their mental health needs fully met. And just yesterday, there was a survey that was released by the Women's Shelters Canada, which found that the majority of shelters in Canada reported an increase in clients experiencing severe abuse. They accounted that, experiencing of severe abuse to, as a direct result of the public health measures, right, that are aimed at fighting COVID. But that has, as a result, increased socialization, isolation, job losses, and financial insecurity. So you can see that there are more tensions at play here, which, of course, is going to impact women who will find themselves now at an increased risk of domestic violence.
What kind of increased mental health supports are needed?
Well, there are many areas. When I was at O'Shaughnessy House this week, I could have stayed there for hours in terms of the areas I think that we need to address. But in particular, very much in the area of Conception Bay North and Conception Bay Center, and that encompasses the District of Harbor, Maine, where I represent, for example, there is a desperate need for a mobile crisis unit that is lacking. But they also highlighted the fact that counseling services for addictions and for child trauma, that's lacking as well. And, when I visited both facilities, there were children staying at both facilities who are, in these situations that have had to flee from their homes.
Helen Conway Ottenheimer, thank you.
Thank you very much.